I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
This is Florida Panthers Hockey, the 2021-22 season preview show on the home of Panthers Hockey, AM 560, FM 99.9, HD2, The Joe, WQAM, and streaming on the Odyssey app.
You heard the man. You heard the growl. It's time for a new Florida Panthers season about 24, 25 hours from now. Be dropping the puck. It's the Panthers and the Pittsburgh Penguins tomorrow night at FLA Live Arena. I can say right here at FLA Live Arena because that's where I am. I'm Doug Plagans alongside Katie Gause. We'll be here for the next 2 hours previewing all things Florida Panthers as a new season gets going tomorrow night. We've got an exciting show for you here this evening. We can't start the season without the annual preseason special. I like to call it the preseason extravaganza, but you could call it a preseason special, spectacular, just a season preview if you're, you know, just into scaling things down a little bit.
All good.
Whatever you want to call it, we will call it that, and we've got a big show coming your way. We are going to, and there is a lot of show prep that goes into this. I had, for the first segment, I said casual banter. So in just a moment, you are going to get casual Florida Panthers banter between myself and Katie Gause, who you know from the Panthers broadcasts on Bally Sports Florida, as well as on Panthers Vision and FloridaPanthers.com. So we're going to have some casual banter coming up here in just a moment to get things going. Next segment, we'll be joined by one of our associates from the Associated Press, Tim Reynolds. He has his finger on the pulse of the South Florida sports scene. We're going to have him stopping by coming up next segment. We will have a two-parter. We broke it into two parts. There was so much substance to it. If you've heard the new episode of Territory Talk, the official Panthers podcast, Jameson Olive and I had a chance to sit down and chat with Panthers general manager Bill Zito. We will hear both parts of that conversation coming up bottom of this hour, top of the 7 o'clock hour. Also, coming up in just a little bit, middle of the 7 o'clock hour, Sean Rourke, director of editorial NHL.com, one of my favorite guests to get the national scope, the league-wide scope on the NHL, and see what the buzz around this Panthers team is league-wide. We'll get Sean's opinion coming up on the Panthers and more in the 7 o'clock hour. And we mentioned Jameson Olive. For all you Jameson Olive fans out there, I know I'm one of them. I know Katie's one of them. I know there are a lot of Jameson Olive fans out there. He's going to join us later on in the program. Actually, he'll help us close this thing down and put a bow on it later on in the show in the two-hour block. So lots to jam into 2 hours here. But we are on the eve of a new Florida Panthers season. The season starts tomorrow at 7 at FLA Live Arena. Panthers and the Pittsburgh Penguins. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And then Saturday at 6 o'clock, the Panthers and the New York Islanders, another big Eastern Conference matchup. That's going to be a 6 o'clock game. So mark those two down in your calendar, your day planner, your Palm Pilot, your pocket organizer, wherever you keep your life organized, and make sure you get on out to one or both of those two contests. But Katie, how the heck are you doing? How excited are you? We got a new season starting up pretty soon. Doug Plagans here with you alongside Katie Gause. You'll have to deal with us, put up with us for the next 2 hours talking all things Panthers hockey. Katie, the eve of a new season, how can you describe it right now? The feeling of you get to see this team that's been put together, that has so much hype around it, hit the ice in, again, about 24 hours' time.
Absolutely. I mean, great math by you because it's about 25.
But 25. 25 hours and 2 minutes.
I am so excited. I mean, it's kind of a cliche to say that it feels like, you know, like the night before a holiday, the night before your birthday, just all those things wrapped up into one, especially this year. This is my third season,
yep.
And it definitely, you know, I think I speak for most people that, you know, there's just something special about this team, about this year, about the way things left off, and about the way things are already feeling heading into this. Preseason felt long. I mean, it's always kind of a grind to just, you know, get to the real games, but there's so much anticipation in that room, and every time we interviewed the guys after a practice or camp or a game, it just felt like, okay, let's just talk about the real season. They want to start. They want it to count. They want it to mean something, and it means a lot, and you can tell it means a lot to them. There is so much passion in this group, so much excitement. It's the same, you know, the band is all back together, so to speak. There's a lot of continuity coming from last season to this season and some really exciting new pieces. So, you know, whatever way you want to shape it, it's going to be an awesome opening night, an awesome start to the season, and I just have really high expectations.
And the preseason, as you mentioned, training camp, the preseason, there's always excitement that comes along with that, but I think part of what made us just want to turn the page to the regular season was the fact, Katie, that so many of the faces that were new faces last season are returners now. And you had a good idea of how things were going to shake out and what this roster was going to look like. You know what the strengths are. You know how deep this team is. We know what a lot of these guys are all about. And they wanted to get on the ice as soon as last season ended. As soon as that playoff series against the Lightning came to a close, they would have been ready to start the next season 24 hours later. So this can't come quickly enough, and it's going to be starting up again in 25 hours. We are right on the 25-hour mark, by the way, right now. 25 hours from exactly this moment, we will be dropping the puck at FLA Live Arena. So if you don't have those tickets, make sure you get them. Katie, new season's going to start. Anything you do in your day-to-day life when you get ready to start a new season, I guess what I'm getting at here, I want to give the folks out there a chance to, you know, pull back the curtain a little bit, because the season's going to start tomorrow. And I think a lot of folks out there might see where I'm coming from when I talk about this, but season's going to start tomorrow. So I know that tonight, after we finish the preseason blowout extravaganza spectacular here tonight on 560 The Joe, which is an annual tradition, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to make sure that I vacuum and I do some laundry, not only to kill some time, because I know I want to get to tomorrow as quickly as possible, but you know, we get into the grind of the season. When I get home from the game tomorrow night, I want to have a clean house.
Agreed.
And I want to make sure that my clothes are clean for the games coming. I got dry cleaning to pick up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. There's a dry cleaner over at Pine Island in 595, a few shirts under Plagans, if anybody, please don't go and take my clothes. But there's things like that that I want to make sure I do, because I want to be relaxed.
Agreed.
When the season begins. Katie, anything like that you're going to do before the season starts?
You know what? It's so funny that you mentioned cleaning.
This is casual banter, by the way. It was in the show rundown. I put segment one, casual banter. That's what we're doing right here.
We're delivering some serious casual banter. But no, in all seriousness, this past weekend, I did exactly that. Deep clean. We're talking hands and knees on the floor, scrubbing everything, because like you said, once the season gets going, you never really know when you're going to get a chance to do it again. And the worst thing is coming home to a mess after you've been, you know, running around like crazy all over the place, get games, you know, things go late, you got work to do, you got new stories to come up with for the next game and the next game. So that was already taken care of. So for me tonight, it's all about just, you know, dotting the T's and crossing the I's. That's the reverse, isn't it? Crossing the T's and dotting the I's.
It all works. People, we all understood.
And I know what I'm getting at.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't throw out the Twitter handles. You can tweet the show. You could tweet us during the program here tonight, at Doug Plagans, at Katie_Gauz. I'm getting so much better at remembering the underscore. It was a real problem I had for a while. I was throwing out Twitter handles that were not this Katie Gauz, apparently, but Katie_Gauz, which, by the way, do you think you could legally get your middle name changed to underscore? Is that an option for you?
Yeah, you know what? I never thought about it, but it certainly
in the social media modern world that we're in,
for people to understand why the underscore is there.
I think it would work. I think it would be but if you don't want to do that, I totally understand too. We're on the air with the preseason spectacular here for the next almost 2 hours. Katie, you mentioned coming up with stories. Let's bring it back onto the ice here a little bit. You're a sideline reporter on Bally Sports Florida, and of course doing a lot at FloridaPanthers.com, and obviously we know what this team's capable of. But going into the season, we've exhausted this topic quite a bit, but if you had to pinpoint a few things that you're looking at from the start of the season, a few of the subplots, a few of the storylines, and it could be anything, on ice, off the ice, things that have captured your attention through the lead up to the season. What are you looking at as we go into the year?
That's a great question. And you know what? One of the things that I do to prepare for every season is I make a list of
Wow,
every
it's color coded
player.
And everything.
Yes.
Wow.
With every name, every number. Sometimes the numbers change. Got to pay attention to that. Like Anthony Duclair,
yes.
Now number 10. But I make a list of all the storylines that I'm watching. And one of my favorite things about my job and one of the things that I like to focus on is not just the stats and not just the on-ice stuff. I really like to give the fans an idea of who these guys are. So, one of my favorite stories that I'm hoping to break out at some point during this season is Aaron Ekblad and his fishing hobby, because he has become quite an experienced and seasoned angler over the course of the last
few
seasons.
And there have been some pictures that I believe have circulated.
And I've got a few of them, and they're fantastic. So that's a fun storyline. But if we want to take it on the ice, there's a ton. There's obviously the addition of Sam Reinhart and what he's going to bring to that top line and just how electric I think that top line is going to be. But, and I talked to Coach Joel Quenneville today about this, the depth of this team is a huge storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of in a situation right now where the second line, Bennett, centering Huberto and Tippett, could challenge and honestly be another top line. So how great is that of a situation to be in that we're currently entering this season with two really, really strong offensive lines and just something really exciting to watch, no question. One of my favorite players on the team, Mackenzie Weegar, had one of his best seasons, if not his best season, last year. Really looking forward to seeing him back on the ice with Ekblad, of course, who is a huge, addition to this team coming back from his injury. You really can't go wrong with any of these storylines. And then, Doug, I know one we've talked about a lot that everyone is excited about, Jumbo Joe.
Yep.
You can't. When you meet him once, you realize why everyone loves him so much. And it's been an honest-to-God treat. I love everything that he's brought to this team already. His infectious love for the game is so enjoyable. He makes you smile, and I know that that's, coming into the room. So there's a lot of good stuff going on, and I know we've got a whole season to talk about it, but certainly, once the puck drops, it'll be all hands on deck, and there's a lot of good stuff to go around.
Yeah, from our perspectives, and for you especially, Katie, looking for stories each and every night to tell, this team certainly is not going to be short on material for you.
Yes.
And you mentioned a number of those different topics there, and Aaron Ekblad, of course. We're excited to see a healthy Aaron Ekblad here to kick off the season. Obviously missed the later stages of last season after he was going along at a Norris Trophy level there for a while, and it was just a shame to see that season get cut short that he was putting together, but I know we're all excited to see him hit the ice here soon. He's been paired with Mackenzie Weegar throughout the preseason. Expect that pairing to pick up right where it left off, be one of the best top pairs as far as defensemen go in the National Hockey League. We're excited to see that. You mentioned Mackenzie Weegar. I said on Territory Talk last year he had 36 points, a career high. I am 36 years old. I think
That's
he's
right.
going to outscore my age this season, and given the longer season, I think that there's no reason that couldn't happen. We're excited to see Joe Thornton hit the ice. Had a chance to ask Bill Zito in the conversation that we had with him, Jameson Olive and I did yesterday. You're going to hear that conversation coming up a little bit later on in the hour here. It's a two-parter. I broke it up because there was just so much to it and want to, be able to discuss certain elements from it. But Joe Thornton has really made an impact on his new teammates in a hurry, and every player that we've had a chance to hear from throughout training camp and the preseason has talked about just how cool it is to be a teammate of a guy like Joe Thornton, a guy who's had such a decorated career and chose to come down here to play with the Florida Panthers because he feels like it gives him a chance to really hit that one last achievement that still has eluded him, and that's winning a Stanley Cup, and he feels that he's got a good opportunity to do that down here. We're going to talk to Jameson Olive later on in the show. We've got some predictions. We hit some predictions on Territory Talk, and I've talked about Territory Talk a few times here already. You can find it wherever you listen to your podcast. It's the official Panthers podcast. But I've got some prediction categories I want to touch on. They're going to be different from the ones we had on Territory Talk, and unless you just looked at my sheet and saw them, I don't know if you can read the writing anyway, so you can look at it all you want. I don't think you'd be able to decipher what I've got there.
I was going to say, your handwriting is not the easiest to read from afar.
When I jot things down quickly, I guess, to use on the air, I just figure as long as I can read it, it serves its purpose. Sometimes I can't read it. If too much time goes by, I might forget what it says. But we will have some predictions coming up later on in the 7 o'clock hour, and I'm not going to tell you guys what they are until we get there, so they're going to be kind of a mystery element to them. So we'll have that coming up later on. Yeah, it's going to be some surprise predictions. We've got Sean Rourke from NHL.com coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. He's going to join us sometime in the 7:20 p.m. neighborhood. He told me he's really excited about this Panthers team and what they might be able to accomplish this season, so it'll be good to get his national perspective on the Panthers coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Sean Rourke from NHL.com. We'll also touch on just some league-wide stories as well. Find out what Sean is keeping tabs on as we get into the early part of the season, because this is the preseason special for us, but game started the National Hockey League last night. We had the Seattle Kraken play their first game as a franchise, and Pittsburgh beat Tampa Bay. So we had action last night. There are games tonight. The Panthers and the Penguins will play tomorrow night at FLA Live Arena, which is where, by the way, Katie and I are doing the show right now. Katie and I are in the home radio booth here at FLA Live Arena. We're looking down. The video board is being tested out tomorrow night in about 24 and a half hours or so. This place is going to be jam-packed, and want to remind you that you can still get your tickets at floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com, call 954-835-PUCK, everybody's favorite phrase. Whether you want to go to one game or all the games by yourself or with all your friends, yes, call that number. We can set something up that works for you. But coming up straight ahead, my friend and yours, Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press, he is going to be joining us, and he's a guy that has always had his finger on the pulse of the South Florida sports scene. He's covered everything imaginable down here for quite some time, so we're going to get his thoughts on this Panthers team, talk about people who are excited about this Panthers team heading into the year. He's one of them. Had a chance to see him last at the Alexander Barkov press conference down in Fort Lauderdale when his 8-year contract extension was announced, so we'll get some thoughts on that and more with Tim coming up on the other side of the break. Lots to get to. As Katie mentioned, so many storylines with this Panthers team coming into the year. And folks, just a reminder, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock against Pittsburgh, right here in Sunrise. You can check out the Panthers season opener. And then Saturday night at 6 o'clock, Panthers and the New York Islanders. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. New name, same unforgettable moments. BB&T Center is now FLA Live Arena, home of the Florida Panthers, live events, and the biggest shows in South Florida. Go to FLA Live Arena for more information. We're going to step aside, take our first break here. When we come back, we've got Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press stopping by. We will chat all things Panthers, not only with Tim, but over the course of the next hour and 40 minutes or so. It's the annual preseason special spectacular extravaganza. Again, Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press stopping by. I'm Doug Plagans alongside Katie Gause. You're putting up with us until 8 p.m. This is the annual preseason special for the Panthers right here on 560 The Joe.
Let's get off the bench and back to the show. The Florida Panthers 2021-2022 season preview show. Panthers hockey plays here. AM 560, FM 99.9, HD2 The Joe, WQAM, and streaming on the Odyssey app.
One of the great traditions in sports, the Florida Panthers annual preseason special right here on 560 The Joe. Doug Plagans, Katie Gause, taking you up until about 8 o'clock. Here in the East, we'll be joined by Sean Rourke from NHL.com coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com is going to be coming up a little bit later on in the program. We'll have a conversation with Panthers general manager Bill Zito coming up in just a few moments as well. So lots to get to, lots of reasons for you to keep it locked right here as we take you up until about 8 o'clock. Panthers and the Pittsburgh Penguins tomorrow night at FLA Live Arena, season opener for the Florida Panthers. Again, 7 o'clock tomorrow, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com for tickets. But let's head out to the guest line right now where we have a special guest on board, one of my favorite associates from the press to be associated with. From the Associated Press, he's my friend and yours, Tim Reynolds. Tim, how are you tonight? Thanks for joining the show. And I know that we talk about great traditions. We can't start a Florida Panthers season until we get your two cents right here on the preseason special. So thanks for stopping by as always.
You know, as always, after that intro, and we're out of time. We're out of time. Your intros are so heartfelt and effusive, and I fear as though it takes up the entire segment. But I can't thank you enough, my friend.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by here, Tim, and I know it sounds like a general statement to say that we are excited to see this Florida Panthers team hit the ice in just about 24 and a half hours time or so to see them hit the ice officially. But, Tim, when you look at this group, we know what they're capable of. A lot of returning players, a lot of familiar faces, and a lot of confidence with this group. What makes you so excited to see this team start their season tomorrow night?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is, well, two things. You say the biggest thing about tomorrow night, I'm excited to see more than 9,300 people in the building again. We've waited a long time for, we love excitement in this market. We just do. Like, we run on excitement. We run on hope here in Miami. Our football teams right now are struggling. The Heat are going to be really good. the Panthers, the Marlins, we know are going to be good soon, but they're not today. The Panthers give us great hope right now. And I thought those crowds last year, like 9,000 for the playoffs and whatever it was during the regular season, 4,800, 5,000, whatever they could allow in, gave the Panthers such a lift. I am so excited to see what we've been hearing for months, what you've been hearing, Dougie, what Katie's been hearing, what Coop, everybody's been hearing. Everybody wants to talk about the Florida Panthers. I can't wait to see how that manifests itself in a crowd. So that's the first thing I'm excited about, is what that building is going to be like tomorrow night and on Saturday for the first weekend game of the year. The other thing is, point to me what the hole is on this team. Point to me what the deficiency is. Even good teams have, yeah, but this isn't so good. When you look at the Panthers right now, even critically, like we're paid to do, what isn't really good, or what shouldn't be really good about this team? I love the way it's constructed. I do think Bob is going to be closer to Bob again. And if not, Spencer Knight, we know who he is. He's there waiting. You've got the Barkoff deal done. There's great energy in the room. They love playing for Q. Q has been exuding a very quiet confidence the last 3 weeks, like he knows something. I just, what isn't there to like right now about Panther hockey?
And Tim, I know you've already been planning the parade for a little while now. We talk about this every time I see you up in the press box.
It will be a boat parade. It will not be a parade at Sawgrass. It will be a boat parade.
I love it. But when you look through the roster, you know, and there's obviously some new faces, but ultimately a lot of, you know, returning faces, and getting the opportunity now to have guys, you know, building that chemistry and coming back. What stands out to you as, you know, that special, you know, whether it be a player or a liner or just someone in particular, something in particular that you're really, you know, just, you know, excited about, that you feel is just going to put this team over the top?
Well, I it's such an easy answer, Katie, but to me, it's Alexander Barkoff. And here's why. And I teased Dougie with this last week. I said I was going to come on and say something. This is what I was going to say. Barkoff knew, like, getting him for $80 million in over 8 years, it's the largest total sum contract in Panthers history. Like, it's not an insignificant amount of money by any stretch. Two things I can say about that. One, Barkey's camp, his agents did a beautiful job with this. They kept Barkey in the loop. They did the talking. Barkey worried about the hockey, as you would expect. They knew what the market would have been for him next summer. If he had said, you know what, I gave the Florida Panthers 9 years. I've loved it here. But the second half of my career, maybe I want to go somewhere else. Maybe I want to go see how the other half lives. They knew what the market was going to be. And it was way over $80 million. It was way over $10 million a season. So that's number one. Number two, the Panthers were willing to go higher. And then it became a, okay, how do you fit other guys in other summers? How do you do this and that? They were going, I mean, I don't know what the number would have been, but this is just the $80 million number. While enormous and certainly be very fair, it's a win-win for everybody. Mm-hmm. It gives Barkey, you know, wealth, generational wealth for the Barkoff family. So that's all taken care of for the rest of his life. It gives the Panthers and Bill Zito great flexibility next summer when it's time to talk to Jonathan Huberdeau about his next deal,
exactly,
about what you want to add, about, you know, the little pieces that are going to come here. There's going to be, I think the way this team is built, you're going to see more of the Joe Thornton syndrome, as if a syndrome could be a good thing, where vets are going to be like, I want to go there. I'll take $2 million and go there. I'll take $1 million and go there. I think you're going to see that kind of interest going forward for a long time because of this young core, and because Barkey didn't put his foot down and say, I want every dollar I can get. That gives the Panthers that sort of flexibility to go out and take care of the big things like a Jonathan Huberdeau next summer, and take care of some little opportunities that are going to come their way in the next couple of years as well.
Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press covers everything under the sun, and always great to get his thoughts going into a Panthers season. And talking about Alexander Barkov there, Tim, we have discussed this topic, I feel like, on this very program, around this time of the year, you know, usually at different times of the year as well, really over the course of the time that I've known you, but Alexander Barkov here in a market in South Florida where a lot of people gravitate toward the big stars. And as far as I'm concerned, he's the best pro athlete down here in South Florida. I know there are a lot of very good ones, but he's the best athlete down here in this market. Do you sense, Tim, that he is getting that kind of credit, that kind of recognition, that kind of buzz around the region here?
I do get that. I think it's sort of, it's him or Bam, right?
Got to be.
I mean,
yep.
what a nice problem to have. What a nice problem for Bam Adebayo and Alexander Barkov to have, to be mentioned in that sort of sentence around one another. I do think he's getting his just due because, you know, I know they didn't win a series, and I am so tired of writing it. I am so tired of writing they haven't won a series since 96. I know. I said, Dougie, we said it last year on the playoff preview show, that I really thought the winner of the Lightning Panther series was going to win the Stanley Cup. I think they were it's so easy to say they were the two best teams in hockey because it was such a strange year and you didn't play teams from other divisions. And I get all that. I understand that. But the facts are this. They had, I think, the fifth best record in the league last year. Again, it wasn't apples to apples. Who in the playoffs gave the Lightning any problem other than the Panthers? Nobody. Nobody did. The Panthers were by far Tampa's toughest opponent. So because you know they're good, even without winning a series, you know they're good, that's what allows Barkey to get his spoils finally. Like, if you put up Alexander Barkov numbers and you miss the playoffs yet again, no one here is going to believe that this kid was as good as a lot of us have been saying he is for the last few years. Now that they're winning, he's getting that recognition. He is getting his just due. I do think he's in. I mean, I know Jimmy Butler is great and Kyle Lowry is great. And, you know, Sandy Alcantara is, I get it. You know, Jalen Waddle, Tua, they all could be that guy. But to me, the only two guys right now who, if you're bringing a new team to South Florida and you get to pluck away some superstar and say, I'm starting a franchise with this guy, the only two candidates are Bam and Sasha. That's it. And you know, I look at, you know, Bam won Olympic gold, you know, in Tokyo. Sasha's going to be with me in Beijing, even though I won't be covering hockey. I'll be at those Olympics. Sasha's going to be there. I think we are finally seeing him on the Miami Mount Rushmore of at least, you know, the current version of it. And, you know, as far as 27, 28 years, whatever it's been a Panther history now, I mean, Beezer, Mellenby, just because of the rat, if nothing else, you know, Pavel and Sasha, pretty much, right? I mean, it's been a while since the Panthers had a guy in this conversation. Barkey's there and he deserves to be.
And Tim, you mentioned it in the opening there that, you know, one of the parts of the season that's been exciting is just sort of that quiet confidence that Coach Joel Quenneville has. And I completely agree with you in the way you said it, that it seems like he knows something, like he's keeping this secret and he can't, you know, he can't help but just smirk about it, you know, every so often. And I think, you know, one of the things that sticks out as a reason that he has to be, you know, smirking internally and smiling is Aaron Ekblad coming back to this team and just knowing what it takes to take that next step in the playoffs and just what it takes to be the team that he knows they can be. What kind of expectation, you know, do you have for this season in terms of this Panthers defense really maybe taking that next step and Aaron Ekblad sort of leading that charge and really coming into what could be his best year and picking up where he left off and really, you know, potentially making that ultimate push for the Norris?
See, I think, I mean, the Norris to me, like, Katie, I agree with you that he should be in the conversation, but to me that stuff is so subjective. Like, if there's a defenseman somewhere who puts up 60 points all of a sudden he's going to be the Norris front runner. Like, Aaron Ekblad isn't going to have 60 points. Like, it's just not the way they do it, you know. But I have always thought, and I'll be, we'll figure out if there's anything to this here in the next couple of months. I mean, I think we can all agree that last season, before he got hurt, Aaron Ekblad, if he wasn't playing his best hockey, he was playing pretty close to it. I think we can all agree on that. Mm-hmm. I have always thought that when someone in their prime loses a significant chunk of time and has to watch the game a different way, has to watch it from his couch for 3 months or whatever was left in the season, especially those six playoff games, mm-hmm. I can't help but think that Aaron Ekblad got better in those 3 months or whatever it was. Because you have to watch the game differently, and you think about the game differently. You don't think about the game the way a player does. You start to see it from a coach perspective or a GM perspective. You see it from another prism. And whenever you look at, and whenever you take into account, no matter what we're talking about, whenever you take into account a different way of thinking, or how could I do this differently? I'm really good at this. How can I do this better? It can't help but make you a better at whatever you are, whether it's a sports writer or a radio personality. Well, certainly not a sports writer. Let's take that one off the table. But a radio personality or a defenseman for a team that wants to win the Stanley Cup. I really think Aaron Ekblad's time away is going to make him a better player. And that has nothing to do with watching your team play the Lightning in the playoffs and wanting so desperately to know what that tastes like. That's just motivation. That's there. That's intrinsic. Like that's going to be there. I think he got smarter. I will bet anything that watching the game the way he had to makes him smarter. A smarter Aaron Ekblad is an even better Aaron Ekblad, and a better Aaron Ekblad over what we saw last year. Ooh boy, I can't wait to see how that manifests itself.
Yeah, I know. We can't wait to see him get on the ice here very soon. And tomorrow night, that's the night. Season opens, Panthers and the Penguins, tomorrow at 7. And I know we're excited as well to see a man by the name of Tim Reynolds out here at the arena very soon as well. Tim, thanks very much for stopping by, as always. As I said, it's one of our traditions. We can't start a Panthers season without getting your thoughts on the season preview extravaganza, spectacular, special program, whatever we want to call it. Tim, thanks very much for stopping by, as always. You can find it by Tim Reynolds on Twitter from the Associated Press. Tim, thanks again.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Sounds great. We'll see you soon. That's Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press. One of our favorites. One of our favorites in not only the media landscape, just a guy. He's a walking, South Florida sports encyclopedia. If you want to get a perspective on something, just a great guy to chat with, and always one of those guys you look forward to seeing around the arena, around the practice rink, wherever. So always great to have him on the program. We enjoy and appreciate the insight, and look forward to talking to him again very soon. He's Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press. Coming up as we roll along, we're going to get to part one of our conversation with Bill Zito. That's coming up on the other side of the break, and then we'll have part two coming up top of the 7 o'clock hour. Sean Rourke from NHL.com is going to be joining us in the 7:20 neighborhood Eastern time, and then Jameson Olive before the end of the 7 o'clock hour to go at some predictions. We're going to have a few predictions to throw out there, and I'm not going to tell you what they are. We're just going to throw some topics out there. We're going to see what everybody thinks. That's going to be later on in the program. It's the Panthers preseason special right here on 560. The Joe, Doug Plagans, Katie Gaw is with you up until 8 o'clock. Danny Garcia, our man at Studio Control. We are inside FLA Live Arena, where, again, the season starts tomorrow for the Panthers, 7 o'clock. Pittsburgh Penguins are in town Saturday at 6. The New York Islanders are here. And how about that October schedule here? In October alone, we've got the Penguins, we've got the Islanders coming in, Colorado comes in, the Boston Bruins come in. So some big competition coming up right out of the gate. I know everybody's looking forward to that. That game against the Avalanche, you don't want to miss that one, folks. If there's a game here in October, the Avalanche only come in one time. And if there's
they're bringing a lot of firepower.
Yeah, they're bringing a ton of firepower. That's a team. That's the team that, as far as Vegas is concerned, Vegas has tabbed the Colorado Avalanche as the Stanley Cup favorite going into the year. I know there are a number of other teams, the Panthers, one of them, mm-hmm. that might have other ideas in that department. But the Avalanche heading into the year, they are the team that Vegas has determined to be the favorite, and they come into FLA Live Arena here in October. It's their only trip in. You don't want to miss that one. It's coming up on the 21st, I believe, so you don't want to miss that game. Go to FloridaPanthers.com. The calendar's there. The schedule's there. All the ticket information is there, and you can check that out. We hope to see you out here at FLA Live Arena early and often throughout the 21-22 campaign. We're going to step aside. We're going to come back. We'll get to part one of our conversation with Panthers General Manager Bill Zito. This is coming from the most recent episode of Territory Talk, which actually dropped today, as a matter of fact. And we'll have that coming up in just a few moments. I'm Doug Plagans alongside Katie Gause. This is the Panthers preseason special right here on 560 The Joe.
Breaking news on The Joe is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. And keep back to the Florida Panthers 2021-2022 season preview show on the home of the Panthers. AM 560, FM 99.9, HD2 The Joe, WQAM, and streaming on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, Panthers preseason special right here in 560 The Joe. Doug Plagans, Katie Gause with you. We'll be going to our conversation with Panthers general manager Bill Zito coming up here shortly from the most recent episode of the Territory Talk podcast. You can find it wherever you listen to your podcast. Panthers fans, the all-new Premier Plan. It's on sale now for this season. This plan offers South Florida fans the chance to receive access to the best games of the season, which include weekend games, holiday games, and premier opponents. For more information or to purchase, go to FloridaPanthers.com. Well, on Territory Talk this week, Jameson Olive and I had a chance to chat with Panthers general manager Bill Zito, who has, along with his hockey operations team, has just constructed, plain and simple, a heck of a roster here in South Florida. I know we can't wait to see this team hit the ice about 24 hours or so from now. If we're keeping track on the timeline, which this has become a theme now over the course of the first 46 minutes of this program, the teams will be in warm-ups, I believe, at this time tomorrow. So for those of you keeping track, that's where we'll be tomorrow. So they will be on the ice. The teams will be on the ice. That's going to be tomorrow, Panthers and the Penguins, 7 o'clock season opens, Panthers and Islanders, 6 o'clock Saturday, so those are the first two games of the season, the first two home games of the season for the Panthers. We hope to see you out here at FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. But let's dive right into the conversation with Panthers general manager Bill Zito. Part one of it, we'll have part two coming up here in just a little bit, but here's the conversation as Panthers general manager Bill Zito joined Jameson Olive and me on Territory Talk.
All right, well, Bill, first, thanks for stopping by here today. Excited to have you, and I know we're all excited for the new season. And when you look ahead here to the new season, how much of the excitement comes from the fact that you had a lot of guys last season that were in their first seasons here in South Florida, and now there's a group that has a lot of familiarity together, and they saw what they could accomplish last year. And again, that just has to do wonders for the excitement going into the season here.
Yeah, it does, because it's easier to plan. You know, we've added some expectations to some of the guys that we might have had question marks on a year ago. And in tandem with the expectations, there's maybe some hopes and some stretches. Oh, could he do this? Could he do that? And a couple of guys, Owen Tippett has just looked outstanding in training camp. So you get maybe even a little bit ahead of yourself, right? And so that makes it even a little more exciting, to use your words. So, excited and really looking forward to seeing what we have. Perhaps the biggest thing is the team aspect, where we're starting to get the feeling that the group is gelling because we have a lot of returning players, that team is continuing to evolve and grow and gel. So I think that's maybe the most significant factor of all.
And Bill, at this time of the year, you obviously spend the whole offseason making deals. You have the draft, you have free agency, re-signings, obviously the Barkov news recently. We'll get to that in a bit. But once the season starts, how much do you enjoy just watching the product on the ice and just seeing how everything does fit together, how it gels, like you were talking about?
I mean, that's the gift of being able to work in this industry, right? I mean, as a little boy, you love to play and you love to watch. And then as a big boy, you get to watch hockey for your job. So that's, it's difficult to even put into words the real luxury that we all enjoy being able to work in this industry for our job every single day. And we don't take it for granted. And I can tell you that we frequently laugh that we're able to do this, and we're very grateful and appreciative that we're able to do this for a job. And it is hard work, but it's a labor of love for sure. And it's I love watching hockey. I can tell you that.
And when you talk about the group coming together, we've talked about it a lot. It seems like you've got a group here that not only is collectively talented, but that genuinely enjoys being around each other. And just from your perspective, when you're evaluating a player, so many great athletes out there, but how much do you look at the intangibles, the character, the things like that that a guy can bring to the table, aside from the pure hockey skill?
It's a significant part of any examination of a player, you know, when you're looking to acquire. It's vital that player can join the group, and make it better. So yeah, it's like a family.
On that, you talk about a family, you talk about building this team. Just how exciting was it when you did make so many moves last season and so many of them worked out that you seemed to, you know, build kind of a new core here to go along with the established stars in, you know, one season basically?
Well, obviously we had some success, and it was nice. It was nice to see it come together. I think we still have a lot of work to do, and we have to be very, very careful not to accept that. A little bit of success was a lot of success, because it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We need to continue to get better. We need to keep working harder. It's going to be far more difficult this season. The challenges are greater, and the responsibilities are greater, and we have to be ready for the task. So our work has just begun.
We talk about that, and you talk about talking to the players. I think, at least from what we've seen, what we heard from players, Patrick Hornquist was a big part of, you know, hammering that home each and every day. Did you expect him to be kind of the force he has been in the locker room when you brought him over last year?
Well, I had a luxury of having had to see Patrick Hornquist year in and year out in the same division, Columbus and Pittsburgh, for 7 years. So we had some familiarity with Patrick, and he's a warrior, he's a champion, and he's a wonderful, wonderful teammate and human being.
Going from talking about one veteran to another, and we just talked about him a little bit in the presser there, but you already get a sense here that Joe Thornton's made an incredible impact on his new teammates in a pretty short period of time, and guys all talk about how they've watched him for years, whether it's been as a peer of his in the league or going back to when they were just a fan of the sport, watching the game growing up. It's fun to see. Do you get that sense too? It's fun to see these guys get to know him as a teammate.
It is, and it's fun just to have him around, because he's almost a celebration of the game.
Mm-hmm.
He has endless enthusiasm for the game. He's like a walking encyclopedia of hockey through his own experience playing. His on-ice skill, the things that he does, the things that he can teach or share. And it's not like he walks around like, let me teach you this. But when people ask him questions, or he'll see something, then he can just talk. I've gone to him and said, hey, listen, I'm thinking about this. What do you think? So his presence, it really is enthusiasm. When you couple that with all that, you know, Joe Thornton, the entity is, it's one thing. Then there's Joe Thornton, the person, who's this kind, fun, presence, mm-hmm. You know. It's powerful. It's really powerful.
Been around the game that long, and you never find anybody with a bad word to say about Joe Thornton.
No,
and it's just,
no.
It's impressive. It's a great reputation that he's built up. And I want to go from talking about him to a guy who's just getting started in his pro hockey journey, Anton Lundell. And he drew a ton of praise when you drafted him not long ago. And that praise has just continued to surround him as far as his overall game's concerned. And you described him as a cerebral player. And especially for forwards, it seems like there's a ton of guys with that raw skill, and that's what makes him a high draft pick. But for a a guy his age, and we can still call him a kid, I guess, but for somebody his age to be able to think the game and see the game and process the game the way that he does, is that a rare skill set?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. There's not a lot of players at that age who are able to do it at that level. Yeah, that's one of his strengths, certainly, and is that he's responsible defensively and he has great instincts. And, I understand that it's our job and we have to sell the game and, you know, Anton, and we have to be a little patient with him too. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to make errors. And that's where Joel is in our coaching staff is so valuable, not only to our team, but to him and bringing him along the right way. It's very, very helpful to have that level of experience guiding him. So it's not lost on us, and it's not lost on him either. So it's helpful.
That's from the most recent episode of the Territory Talk podcast, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcast. That actually dropped today, and you can hear the whole conversation there. And if you want to hear the rest of the conversation, all you have to do is keep it locked right here in 560 The Joe, because we're going to play the other half of it coming up in our next segment right at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. It is the 560 The Joe preseason special for the Panthers, and Doug Plagans, Katie Gause here with you up until 8 o'clock. Half the program has already ticked away. We will have another exciting half of the program coming up in just a few moments. We've got the rest of the Bill Zito conversation coming up next. Sean Rourke from NHL.com, he's going to be joining us around 7:20 or so. Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, he's going to be joining us later on in the show. I just realized I schedule him roughly 40 minutes after the 7 o'clock hour. He joins us after 40 minutes of every broadcast, so things, the stars are just aligning.
Oh, come on.
The stars are just aligning. It only makes sense that Jameson would be coming on at that portion of the program. Doug Plagans, Katie Gause with you. The second hour of our preseason special coming up straight ahead. This is the Florida Panthers preseason special on 560 The Joe.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.